It's Tuesday, June 10th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Roughly 700 Marines are deploying to the Los Angeles area to protect federal buildings and personnel in the wake of protests over immigration that have already led President Trump to federalize National Guard troops, the U.S. military said Monday. The troops, which are assigned to the 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines, 1st Marine Division out of 29 Palms, California, won't engage with protesters. The U.S. Northern Command, which is responsible for U.S. military operations in North America, said. A senior administration official told reporters on Monday evening that the move came in light of increased threats against federal officers and federal buildings. The decision marks the first time in more than 3 decades that Marines have been sent into a U.S. city to address civil unrest. In other news, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on Monday removed every member of a scientific committee that advises the CDC on how to use vaccines, while pledging to replace them with his own picks. Major physicians and public health groups criticized the move to oust all 17 members of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. Kennedy has not said who he would appoint to the panel, but said it would convene in just 2 weeks in Atlanta. Although it's typically not viewed as a partisan board, the entire current roster of committee members were Biden appointees. Mr. Kennedy said the committee members had too many conflicts of interest. Currently, committee members are required to declare any potential such conflicts, as well as business interests that arise during their tenure. They also must disclose any possible conflicts at the start of each public meeting. In world news, Russia sent waves of drones and missiles in an attack on 2 Ukrainian cities early Tuesday that killed 2 people and wounded at least 13 others. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in an online statement, called the attack on Kyiv one of the biggest in the war that has raged for over 3 years, and said that Moscow's forces had fired over 315 drones and 7 missiles at Ukraine overnight. Russian missiles are louder than the efforts of the United States and others around the world to force Russia into peace, Zelensky wrote, urging concrete action from the U.S. and Europe in response to the attack. 2 people were killed and 9 injured in Odessa, according to a statement from the regional prosecutor's office. Back in the U.S., President Trump hosted a roundtable at the White House on Monday to promote a key feature of the sweeping Republican domestic policy bill, a provision that would provide every American newborn with a $1,000 investment account. The accounts, which the administration has dubbed Trump accounts, would be established for all U.S. citizen children born between January 2025 and January 2029 under a pilot program included in the House-passed legislation. The government's $1,000 contribution would be placed in an index fund tied to the overall stock market and managed by the child's legal guardians. The accounts will start at $1,000 per child, and guardians and other private entities can contribute up to $5,000 additional dollars every year throughout the child's life. And the deep oceans have crossed a crucial boundary that threatens their ability to provide the surface with food and oxygen, a new study finds. Nearly 2/3 of the ocean below 656 feet, as well as nearly half of that above, have breached safe levels of acidity, according to the findings published on Monday in Global Change Biology. The study was funded in part by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The reasons for the ocean's rise in acid or fall in base is that its waters have absorbed about 1/3 of all the carbon dioxide released by surface burning of coal, oil, and gas. The more carbon dioxide it absorbs, the lower its ability to absorb more, meaning faster warming on the surface. According to the report, not only ocean wildlife but also surface life is affected. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.